Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. Hope everyone's having a good day today. So I just wanted to jump on here and just continue to give my thoughts on this whole Meg Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez trial. You know, I've really been investigating in this case. One, I guess because I've always loved mysteries and suspenseful stuff and all that jazz. But also, you know, I think what's really getting to me is it's obvious a game is being played here. Okay, it is. And I'm sorry, I don't like how it seems that Megan Thee Stallion is you know, is basically being, you know, framed or thrown underneath the bus. Yes, Megan has made some mistakes. But you know, about her lying about her sex, like about how people are reacting to it, I kind of understand why she lied, and that's just me being completely honest. Because obviously, you know, a game is being played, like something just is not right. So the big news now is apparently the driver of the car, Jaquan, no one's heard from him, no one's seen him. There's questions about whether the defense is going to call him or not. You know, apparently they can't find him at all. And he was there. He was the driver that night. Okay. Megan's bodyguard, the one that Kelsey, her friend, texted, they said he was missing. No one could find him. He was supposed to meet with prosecutors Friday to go over his testimony. No one can't find him. There's allegations he's in Qatar and whatnot, but I'm like, if you knew you was about to go to court Monday, why are you in Qatar? And again, you know, it's obvious a game is being played. What's even more scandalous is that a lot of these men in hip-hop are, you know, making comments about Megan Thee Stallion all of a sudden. You know, 50 Cent posted a picture of Megan morphing into Jussie Smollett. And you know what, when I tell you that caused so much controversy, it really did. Jussie Smollett, for those of you who don't know, is the actor who lied about being attacked by two Trump supporters back in, 2018, I think, or 2019. You know, that's what Jussie Smollett did. And, you know, he's comparing that to Megan Thee Stallion. But my thing is this. Megan Thee Stallion didn't lie about getting shot at. That's an actual fact. It's who she said shot her that needs to be proven. That's what needs to be proven in the court of law. You know, that I thought that was very inappropriate. And, you know, it's really sad how this case has just divided, you know, black men and black women. It really has. And you know, there are black women who are on Tory Lanez's side. And the one thing I noticed about that is a lot of these black women who are on his side seem to have a personal problem with Megan. They're calling her, you know, the horse, you know, Bigfoot, you know, pony, and all these other derogatory names. You know, and I just found that very interesting. You know, a lot of them bringing up her sex life and whatnot, as if that means she needs to be shot. You know, it's just very interesting to me. It really is. Joe Budden is trending right now because he came out saying he never liked Meg Thee Stallion, but then a clip of him talking to her back in 2019 and he was just fangirling all over her is also really telling. It really is. And, you know, hip-hop has always been a big boys club. It's always been, you know, a club for men. But, you know, I'm starting to see why Queen Latifah and a lot of them earlier female rappers were so adamant about female rappers sticking together or sticking up for one another. Because one thing I noticed is a lot of the female rappers that Megan collaborated with have been awfully silent. Granted, you know, some of them went through stuff and she didn't really say anything in their defense. But, you know, but one thing I will say is she jumped on songs with them. You know, Nicki Minaj with her problematic ass, when she went through that hate train back in 2018 and 2019, Megan Thee Stallion asked her to be on a song with her. Well, apparently no one else would work with her. You know, when Cardi B was getting all that flack from Nicki fans, Megan Thee Stallion did WAP. And that song took over the charts when it came out. I think that was my very first video. I mean, my very first podcast was about WAP. Yeah, it was. That was my very first podcast episode about WAP. Was about WAP. You know, the city girls and everybody was calling them uneducated hoes. Megan Thee Stallion jumped on the song with them. And granted, all these women I mentioned have been through public trials. You know, Cardi B has went to court twice this year, and Megan Thee Stallion ain't said nothing about that. But I will say, you know, when it came to music, Megan Thee Stallion did jump on songs with them. So, you know, I'm starting to see what Queen Latifah and a lot of the women were saying. But what really prompted me to do this podcast was, I just listened to the YouTuber Armand Wiggins, and Armand is a gossiper on YouTube. He's part of that gossip community on YouTube. And you know, sometimes I just roll my ass some of these gossiping people, but a lot of Armand's videos do be entertaining, and for the most part, he just states his opinion. Well, if you all been following me, I told you all how Kelsey recanted / lied on the stand. At least in my personal opinion, she lied on the stand. I believe that was Tuesday. A lot of her, what she said in that September interview from 4 months ago was allowed to be used as evidence in the courtroom, and the jury heard the full 80 minute video. The jury and the court heard the full 80 minute video. Armand Wiggins is one of those journalists, bloggers, YouTubers who ran their asses down in the courtroom to do, you know, commentary on the what was being said. And, you know, I'm going to just play you all some of what Armand said that the interview is saying. Again, if you've been following me, you all know I was reading from Nancy DeLeon and Megan Cunniff's tweets. But, you know, a lot of them tweets did leave some very important details out. So I'm just going to play you all what Armand said, and I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary.
Get in here. Chow. I'm waiting for you all to get in here. So we are outside the courtroom. I think we're on a quick break right now. Chow, so I told you I was going to come and get the tea. So, baby, that audio that they just played of Kelsey, bitch, first of all, she was in court yesterday saying that she was lying and feeling uncomfortable. That audio that she played that the prosecution played when she did that interview with them, she sounded very comfortable. She was trying to make sure she had all the receipts. Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion, period. She said that Tory Lanez shot him. She said what ended up happening. I'm just man come drop right by me like this. She pretty much said, bitch, they was at Kylie Jenner house first, okay? They got him, Kylie Jenner invited Meg and Kelsey to her house at the WAP video shoot, okay? So they went to her house. They had the pool party. It was just like a regular party, okay? Odell Beckham Jr. was there. Corey Gamble was there. Some of Kylie Jenner's other friends was there. And, you know, they were drinking, playing beer pong. It was very cute. Megan Thee Stallion was in the kitchen making nachos. You know, it was a really good night, okay? Then at some point, things kind of died down. They were getting really drunk. Tory Lanez ends up showing up. So at this time, it's just Kelsey, Tory, Meg, EJ. I forgot EJ was with them too. And Kylie. So, long story short, Meg and Tory and Kylie were in the pool. Okay? EJ was in a cabana, and I think Kelsey kind of was in a jacuzzi. Meg was doing like this awkward laugh, but it was like a really loud, obnoxious laugh, something that she had never done before. Fast forward, Meg's wig was slipping, okay? She was drunk, her wig was coming off. It was like, you know, it's time for Meg, like Kelsey, EJ was like, Meg, it's time to go. Like, Kelsey, tell Meg it's time to go. Kelsey told Meg that, you know, listen, it's time to go. Meg didn't want to leave. Then she said, hold on. Then she said that she said, girl, your wig is slipping. It's time to go. So Meg kind of got herself together. Her wig was slipping. It was time to go. So EJ ended up putting while they were trying to get Meg to go, Kelsey goes upstairs to try to put her, pack her belongings and put their things in EJ's car. Meg says, okay, well, we're not going to leave. We're going to ride with Tori. So Kelsey ends up gets in Quan's car, which is the security guard. Okay. So Meg was like, yeah, we're leaving with Tori. Whatever. So I guess they moved the stuff out of EJ's car into Quan's car. This is the whole thing. But Tori did not want to leave with them. Tori said he was going to stay. For whatever reason, he did not want to leave with them. Okay. So Chow, they end up leaving. It was the security, Quan, Kelsey, Meg, right? And then EJ was kind of following them, but EJ went his own separate way because he had no reason to ride with them. Meg realized she left her Louis Vuitton slipper at the house, demanded that Quan turn back around and go back to Kylie's house. Okay, so they go back to Kylie's house. Kylie's security guard is like, what's going on? Like, why are you back over here? And Meg's like, she forgot her slipper, whatever. She goes in the house. Quan and Meg go back in the house. Kelsey sits in the car. Then everybody comes rushing out the house. Kylie stays on her porch. Tori comes rushing out, goes with them. Quan, Kelsey, the whole thing, right? Not Kelsey, Meg. Meg tells Kelsey, she was like, bitch, Kylie just told us that we got to get the fuck out. So Kylie told them to get the fuck out because they were fighting. So Meg gets in the car again. She's doing that laugh. She's doing it. Now at this point, Tori's sitting in the back. Kelsey's sitting on the right in the back. Meg is sitting in the passenger on the right. Okay. And she's doing that laugh. Everybody like, what's so funny? What's so funny? And then Tori was like, yeah, Meg, tell your friend how fake you are. Tell your friend how fake you are. So then they start getting into it because that was when the exposing happened and she had been fucking around with Tory Lanez. So then they start exchanging low blows and start, you know, getting into it. And so I'm trying to remember everything that happened. I got it written down, bitch. But so they start getting into it about Meg Thee Stallion and Tori start getting into it about, you know, their career. They was doing career blows. Meg Thee Stallion was like, bitch, you ain't shit. You only pop because you got a Jack Harlow feature, this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? And then Kelsey was like, man, stop talking to her like that. You feel me? Like, I don't care what y'all got going on. That's my bitch. Like, you can't be talking to her like that. And so they start arguing. Kelsey's arguing with Tori. Tori and Meg arguing. Right? And Tori, like, he motioned. He didn't do it. According to Kelsey, he motioned. He like, man, bitch, shut up. Like, bitch, I'll shoot you. And she like, well, bitch, if you shoot me, just know, like, I got hitters, like, you know what I mean? And it's my time to go. He's like, yeah, bitch, I'll shoot you. And he motioned for the console. But he didn't open the console. He didn't pull nothing out. This is what they're saying. So Meg says, you know, like, she wants to get out or some shit like that. Get out the car. So Meg and Kelsey kind of get out the car. Tori comes and, you know, talks to Meg. You know what I mean? They have a conversation, whatever. They get out the car. Meg gets back in the car. Then Meg gets back in the car. And then Tori, like, man, I apologize, Kelsey, for what I said. I just have to tell you, you know, because you're a real ass nigga. Like, you know, I just want to tell you, you know, you deserve to know, like, what was going on, because you're a real ass nigga, you know. And I guess that fired Megan Thee Stallion up again. So they started fighting and arguing and, you know what I mean? Because she was trying to, because, oh, Megan Thee Stallion was saying, Kelsey, don't believe what he's saying. Don't believe what he's saying. He's just trying to piss you off. Don't believe me. He's just trying to piss you off. But Kelsey, like, man, I don't really know what the fuck is going on. Like, what the fuck? This is some bullshit. So, long story short, they end up fighting again. The low blows is happening. Kelsey's getting involved. Man, they all arguing in the car. Then Tory Lanez says, man, get these bitches out of my fucking car. Tell them, get this bitch out of my fucking car. Get both these bitches out of my fucking car. So then they get out the car. Now Kelsey said, Meg gets out the car, she's walking away. Kelsey said she in the back seat now, coming out of the right-hand side. She's out of the car, but she's not past her door because both car doors are open. Tori moves from the back seat to the front seat in Meg's seat. So now Meg walks, she's walking away. Tori is in the front passenger seat now. The door is open. So both doors open. The front door passenger door is wide open. The back door passenger seat is wide open because Kelsey's getting out. Meg already got out, okay? Tory Lanez is standing over the door, like standing kind of, you know, not like not over the window, not out the door, like kind of like leaning over the door because the door is open. And Kelsey says as she's like getting out, it's 5 gunshots. Boom, boom, boom. On the 3rd gunshot, she looks over and she sees Tory Lanez shooting. On the 4th or 5th gunshot, so on the 4th gunshot, Megan Thee Stallion turns around and looks like a deer in headlights because she's realizing Tory Lanez has shot her and he's holding a gun or shooting at her. Then Meg, you know, falls, like, it's the whole thing. She said everybody was just stuck. Tory was stuck. She was stuck. Kelsey said she ran over to Meg to try to help her, to see what was going on, to see if she was okay. You know what I mean? Juan was just like, oh my God, like everybody was kind of stuck. Then she said that Tory started coming back. So Meg was in the driveway. Kelsey said she ran to the driveway to make sure Meg was okay. Tory comes around. And she felt like, damn, he's going to, like, try to fight her, you know, or do something because he just shot at her. So then, bitch, it's crazy. So then she says she got in the middle of it, like, get the fuck away from her. And Chow, Tory started beating her up. Then she said Quan, which is the security guard, he jumped in it, grabbed Kelsey out of the way and said, listen, they do this all the time, Kelsey. They do this all the time. Don't get involved. They do this all the time. And she like, well, what the fuck do you mean they do this all the time? The motherfucker shot Megan Thee Stallion. Like, she shot her. And Kelsey said she tried to get away. So then after that, she goes to the car to cause a distraction. Tory is talking to Meg, calming her down. Says that, so Kelsey says she jumps in the car, creates the car a jerk, like a jerky motion, okay? And the car jerks, Tory runs back to the car and starts beating Kelsey's ass, okay? This is according to her, pulling her hair, beating on her, because she's causing too much attention in the middle of the street. Quan comes and tries to break it up, but Tory has a tight grip on her, okay? So then, at some point, Quan just says, everybody get the fuck back in the car. Meg is back in the car, very calm, cool. Kelsey feels like whatever he said to her, she wasn't even upset at him as much. I don't know if she was in shock. Meg is in the back. Her foot is on Kelsey. She like, Kelsey, call T. Ferris. Nobody is answering. She tried to call her security. No one was answering. Okay? So, because nobody was answering, Kelsey texted Meg security and was like, somebody help. Tory just shot Megan. 911.
I'ma stop it right here. If you want to go listen to more of that, I suggest going to Armand Wiggins' YouTube channel. But I just wanted to play that clip because I'm about to make a point. Now, they can't find that driver now, but apparently I shouldn't say that. Apparently his ass done ran a K-Tar. you know. But like I said, Kelsey getting on that stand Tuesday and doing what she's doing allowed for that to be used as evidence. And as you can see, that was very detailed. It goes with a lot, what a lot of these journalists are saying. And you know, in my personal opinion, I think Kelsey should be called back to the stand. You know, and again, if you go back to Megan Cunniff's tweets, even what she put today, because she's read an article and she posted some of it on her Twitter. Let me just see if I can find it. You know, a lot of what is being said by Megan kind of matches what Armand is saying as well. You know, let me go back to it. You know, Megan kind of says, Kelsey also told prosecutors in September, I can't tell you guys where Tori pulled the gun from, meaning not that she's refusing to tell them, but that she just doesn't know. It's almost like a scary scene, Kelsey said. I'm in defense mode. After the gunfire was near Meg and Tori was coming toward them, and I just thought he was coming our way to attack us. At that point, Tori picks me up like a little doll. Kelsey's adrenaline is high and Tori's hitting me, slapping me. I'm still in defense mode. Kelsey was trying to get away, to get him away from Megan, but then I became afraid for my life when he started pulling on my hair and neck because it was really hard. Kelsey says her nail was broken off. A photo of a white acrylic nail a police officer found at the scene is evidence in trial. Kelsey said they didn't hesitate to get back in the car, but she was having panic attacks, and Meg asked her to call for help. And she texted Megan's bodyguard, Justin Edison, I think I said, help 911, Tori shot Meg. As jurors know from the text and evidence, the three texts were ordered, help, Tori shot Meg, 911. Kelsey told prosecutors she had bruises and hurt physically, but she also hurt emotionally. She was never crying heavily, but she did take a few moments to compose herself. She recalls the gunpoint at LAPD HQ arrest. She said she definitely spent the night in jail. Kelsey recalled Tori calling her from jail hours after the shooting when she was at the hospital waiting for Meg, saying that at the time she had a friend in jail she spoke with regularly. It was normal for him to call. I answered, and it was Tori. Then Kelsey gets into how her friendship with Meg fell apart. Everybody was playing games with me. I don't know what was going on. She was told LA's dangerous right now, and Meg said she couldn't stay at the home after she just sublet her Texas place and moved out here. And that is also what Armand Wiggins said. If you listen to the rest of that video on YouTube, that's exactly what Armand Wiggins said. So I'm still reading what Megan kind of said. As I heard her earlier, Kelsey talked about how she felt as though Meg left me in the hot seat by not protecting her in public statements. Prosecutors didn't interrupt a lot, but DA Alexander Bott did ask Kelsey near the end of it if she was saying all this to try to get back in Meg's good graces. And Kelsey said, oh no, what seemed to be a very natural reaction. Prosecutor said something about Tori being held accountable, and Meg and Kelsey said yes, he does, and that what he did was wrong. But she also seemed to blame Meg in part two, saying that Meg had been arguing and obnoxious and it was all unnecessary. Again, all of this is back in September. 4 months later, Kelsey begins acting like she has amnesia and can't remember, and pleading the fifth all over the place. So what changed? Because I'm sorry, a lot of what Kelsey said right here, it makes sense. Okay, the guy whose house they were arguing in front of, apparently, and some of his statements have been all over the place as well, because I don't think he's really clear on what he saw. But he did mention that he saw two men trying to subdue a woman after gunshots. That goes with what Kelsey was saying. You know, that's why Kelsey really does need to be called back to the stand. Because I'm sorry, if no one can't find the driver And if Megan's bodyguard, that guy Kelsey was texted, if no one can't find them, then yeah, call Kelsey back to the stand. You know, I've been wondering how all of this is gonna play out, and honestly, I don't know. Sometimes I be thinking it's guilty, sometimes I be thinking it's not guilty, sometimes I be thinking it's a mistrial. You know, I don't know. Cause see, no one has really argued what happened that night. Like, to this day, no one, I think, has any idea what happened that night. You know, in that September interview, Kelsey was very honest that she didn't know where the gun came from. She just said it was pulled out. It, you know, that the gun was pulled out. You know, none of this, again, a lot of this stuff is not making sense. It's not. And again, even when Armand Wiggins was saying in that courtroom, you know, when that video, when the audio was played, because Tori's whole defense was Kelsey shot Meg because she was mad that, you know, they slept with the same dudes. And Kelsey is adamant that's not why she's mad at Meg. Even in the argument in the car, she was still defending Meg. She was mad at Meg because she felt like Meg left her high and dry because she had dropped her life in Texas to move to LA, you know, to work with Meg. And Meg, after the shooting, Meg continued to do stuff and left her hanging. And also, Kelsey says, and this again, this is what don't make sense to me. Kelsey says that people were going around saying Kelsey was the shooter, and she wishes Meg had went ahead and dated that issue. But now, if you go back to what Armand Wiggins said, and that I didn't want to play the whole, you know, interview because you know, I haven't seen no journalist posting about this. So I'm gonna say allegedly, you know, Kelsey was saying that Meg wanted her to go online and say what happened. And Kelsey was saying, well, no, I met with a lawyer and, you know, you have been ignoring my calls, allegedly. And so I don't want to get involved. But Kelsey did say that she met with Tori and told that driver, Quan, who was driving them, was making comments about money talks. On the stand, Kelsey has testified and said $1 million was mentioned. In that video, she said $1 million was mentioned. Like I said, I don't know. The fact that that interview is brought up and no one can't find that driver, you know, this case could go either way. It really can. But I do feel like dirty games are being played. I do. And you know, I don't know what's going through Kelsey's mind, because what she did, how she's been acting, has been just completely crazy. I thought she was dumb on that stand. But in this interview, you know, like Armand Wiggins said, this girl wasn't pressured like she claimed. She had all her shit lined up in a row. You know, now she does have immunity. And if you're given immunity, it's because prosecutors generally think you know you committed a crime, but they're willing to look the other way if you testify. That's why I'm like, exactly what happened that night? Because why does this girl have immunity? I still think they were all fighting over that gun. You know, a part of me think Kelsey ain't telling the whole story. So a part of me thinks that when Tori was beating her up, that she reached for that gun. And maybe that's why all them bullets fired off. And maybe that's why it's 4 people's DNA all over that bullet. I mean, all over that gun. But that's my opinion on it. We'll see what happens Monday. I'm your boy, Dean. I hope you enjoyed this piping hot tea.